The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy.
Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
The Scott Mills Daily starts now, including a driving instructor to the stars on Ask Me Anything. You know what famouses are like. They don't just have, like, normal driving instructors. They hire special ones. They've all got the same one, it turns out. Something I never knew as well about Chris Stark after all these years, which I've got to admit I found fairly impressive.
Hidden depths, my friend. I said it before and I'll say it again. There's levels to me.
Only just because you whopped it out of nowhere. And on the podcast last week, you would have heard Hannah's letter that she wrote to me and Chris about how Radio 1 helped her with her mental health. We put the video on social media last week and it's gone crazy. So we thought a nice thing to do would be to get Hannah back on and read out some of the sweet replies that you lot have been doing.
Radio 1.
Radio 1's Step to Everest.
So you know, a while back we asked you, that's you, the Radio 1 listeners, what you wanted to do to fundraise for Sport Relief, and then we offered to supersize that challenge, and we have done it. So Phil, who is a teacher from Staffordshire, got in touch. Always has wanted to climb Mount Everest, but I mean, it's not easy to get to the Himalayas, and he wanted to do it as safely as possible. So we've supersized. Climbing the height of Everest, Phil is using his stairs only. But he started at home anyway. Today he started the challenge in the place he suggested, which is his own house. Going up and down, up and down. Now, to scale Everest in 5 days, Phil is going to need to climb for several hours a day, actually a lot. I'm saying 7-8 hours a day, and complete a total of 52,047 steps.
Yeah, I'm not fully across what he's wearing for this. Is he doing the full Everest gear that you'd have to wear for Everest?
Let's cross to Ariel Free in Phil's house. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you all right?
I am good. I'm with Phil right now. They want to know what your attire is.
Just standard sports kit, I'm afraid, boys. Sorry to let you down there.
All right.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Yeah.
How are you
he's
feeling,
wearing
Phil?
The Sports Relief red, though.
Yeah.
No colours.
Feeling okay?
Yeah, feeling good, actually. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't feeling it now, but, you know, it's still early days.
Apparently, you've just passed the height of Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite high.
The world's tallest building.
Indeed.
So Ariel, are you... So, Phil, you're doing all the stairs, right? Amazing.
Yeah.
Ariel, are you watching this guy go up and down stairs? Like, you feel like we should sponsor you or something?
I'm having a lovely time. I'm sitting in the kitchen. Everyone keeps popping in and out. So we've had mum and dad pop in. We've had mother-in-law with the jelly babies. And the local coffee shop guy, Craig's brought in like a round of coffee. Oh, nice. In fact, he just asked us if we want any cake.
Do you feel guilty sat there while he's doing all the work?
Absolutely not. No.
No. Okay, cool.
No. It's Monday.
Fair.
No. You've just got to ease yourself into the week, haven't you?
Oh, great. And you're just going up and down the stairs. There's stairs leading up to the bedroom, of course. Little Dee and Dublin there. How are you finding... Ariel, how's Phil finding it, though? Is it, like, jokes aside, is it getting tiring yet? Or was this an idea he's now regretting?
Phil is probably one of the most positive people I've ever met. He keeps coming down and going, do you want a cup of tea? Is everyone all right? But that kind of has started to dwindle a bit. Yeah. I can see a little bit of the sweat on the forehead and a bit of strain.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe it's starting to sit in a bit.
Yeah, the real me is starting to show through now.
Oh.
We're going to see like a Jekyll and Hyde type thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Horrible this afternoon.
Imagine what's going to happen by Thursday. God. Mm.
He needs something to motivate him at the top and bottom of the stairs.
Like, agreed.
He gets to the top, gets a little nibble on something, gets to the bottom, gets a little nibble on something down there. Do you know I don't know what I mean by that, but you know what I mean? Like a little bite of cake upstairs, little bite of cake downstairs.
Yeah.
To be honest, we actually can't see him when he gets to the top of the stairs, the way the stairs are laid out. So he kind of technically could be going halfway up the stairs and not going all the way to the top. We haven't quite... We probably should have someone at the top checking that you're not cheating.
I mean, I am a trustworthy guy. You know, I promise I'm doing it.
You are a teacher, so I would expect... you, of all people, should not be cheating right now.
I'm not
Phil,
cheating.
No. Let me tell you, you're going to need some new carpet on them stairs after all that walking up and down.
I was thinking that, actually.
Yeah. Right, so if you'd like to support Phil's efforts by making a donation to Sport Relief, you can. You can donate £5 by texting the word CLIMB to 70205. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message rate, and 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms, more information, or to donate any amount you would like, you can do it online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Imagine it. There's Ariel Free there, just sat in the kitchen, drinking loads of tea. In Phil's house in Staffordshire, he does all the work.
Fair play to Phil, though, doing his bit for sport relief.
Go
love
on,
him.
Phil.
Always oh, wanted, thanks, guys.
Always
Thank
wanted
you.
To get to top of Everest, and we will help you reach that summit this week. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Ariel.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Radio 1's Step to Everest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
To really make it realistic, we need to get him an altitude mask at some point.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Or maybe, I don't know, reproduce some of the weather situations.
Yeah.
Are we just being harsh? Poor Phil was trying to do his bit for sport relief. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when he gets to that certain height, even though he hasn't, I think an altitude mask would be needed.
Right, okay.
Let's make it as realistic as possible. Let's make it like Everest. Maybe you go in there with, like, a snow machine or something.
Do you get random goats up Everest? You know, like mountain goats. Can we get hold of one of them?
I have no idea, Chris.
That would be wild, wouldn't
Never,
it?
Never done it myself. Good luck, Phil. Keep going.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We had an actual letter through the post on the show last week from a girl called Hannah. And we read it on air. And we put a social clip online. And I'm having people coming up to me literally maybe 4 or 5 times every day since.
It's massive.
People coming up to me in the street, people coming up to me here at Radio 1. I'm getting text messages from people. The amount of comments on Twitter is mad. This is the letter that Hannah sent. Here's what happened last week.
It reads... I know, stop it. Who writes a letter these days? Who writes fan mail when you can text, email, tweet, or slide into the DMs?
Oh.
Me, that's who. I also think letter writing is a lost art and think it's so much nicer than opening an email. I know it was a while ago, but I met you in Hull when you presented the big weekend there, and I just wanted to say a massive thank you. I was really struggling with my mental health at the time and was struggling to remember who I was and what made me feel alive. The day before I met you, I saw Bastille perform for the Live Lounge and was over the moon to be able to do so, and couldn't believe I was there when I listened back. I often watch the performances back. On my walk back to work, you were on air, and I thought to myself, I wish I had the confidence to go on air and speak. The morning after, I had to walk past the BBC Centre for work and popped in to try and meet you. And I did meet you. When we were chatting before our selfie, you asked if I would be on your show as a call-in. I remember being speechless. I was in complete shock. You had said my confidence and enthusiasm is just what you wanted on the show.
Oh, I remember this.
I immediately called my mum, granddad and best friend and posted our selfie on my social media profiles to all of my family and friends to get them to tune in and listen. I was extremely nervous to be on the show, especially as I speak at a million miles when I'm anxious and my ol accent doesn't help. Have I done that right? I feel like...
Ol.
Ol.
Yeah.
My best friend from uni, Fee, recorded our chat and commented saying, that's the fun, outgoing Hannah I met at uni. From that moment, I had the best weekend of my whole life at the big weekend, celebrating with friends in the sun and the best acts in the world. I felt like the old me was coming back and I just wanted to thank you. Oh. Whenever I struggle with my mental health, I think back to that experience and how much I've grown and how much stronger I am to remind myself it's okay not to be okay. I'm not sure if you'll ever read this letter, but if you do, I hope it gives you as much joy as meeting you did for me. I'm a huge fan of the show and Radio 1. I listen all the time, so keep up the good work as me and so many listeners love your work. She's put a disclaimer here as well. I hope this doesn't come across as weird or anything. It's just a sincere thank you for being so kind to me at a time in my life where I really needed it. I've attached a pre-stamped envelope with my address, and if you wanted to send anything back, I've recently bought a new house by myself, brackets your ass, and have the big weekend poster framed in my hallway next to a framed collage of all my gig tickets, so it'd be cool to add to the collection. Thank you, Hannah.
That Aww. Is the sweetest thing.
How nice is that?
Oh, I'm a bit speechless now.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. That's weird, isn't it? Because, like, I would have probably just been like, hi, do you want to be on the show? And don't realise sometimes, do you?
I think that's it. I think no one realises the good impact they can have on people around them.
Amazing.
Isn't it?
A lot of people didn't hear that last week. Oh my gosh, tears. What a beautiful letter. Yeah, because I guess a lot of you wouldn't have been listening when we read it out last week. That's from Abby. So Hannah wrote to us, not been feeling great, and just sent us a letter to say thanks, Radio 1. And we put the video up of Chris reading the letter, and the reaction has been huge. Here she is. Hey, Hannah.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, oh, it's gone off, hasn't it?
I can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe it. I cannot thank you enough for it.
Well, honestly, it's all our pleasure because...
Oh, hang on, we can't do a thank you for saying thank you for saying thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of thank yous here.
It's my new favourite word.
Oh,
isn't it great, though? Like, all the comments that we're getting underneath the video...
It's been amazing.
Your letter even made it to the main actual BBC homepage.
No, hey, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, none of us were expecting this.
Social media can be very, I don't know, overwhelming sometimes. It can be very negative. It can be like the only things that are said on there are to get a reaction from people in totally the wrong way. And it's just been so warm seeing everyone
Definitely.
Either relate to what you wrote to us, Hannah, or people just wanting to help spread a positive message, which was generally, you know, look out for those around you. You don't know what they're going through. And one little thing can make someone's day.
It really can. And as we say, just try and talk about it if you can, even if you write it down and pass it on to someone, just try and talk about it. That's the main thing. And if it can help one person, that would just be amazing.
Well, as you heard and as you saw on the video, your letter, you actually wrote a letter, kind of it blew me away a little bit. And then the next step with all these messages coming in, like, who knew this was going to happen? Let me just play you a couple of them.
Yeah.
These are some of the ones that have been sent in since we put it up.
Oh, bless your heart, Hannah. I hope life is treating you well. You've just inspired me to write a thank you letter to the man in a London coffee shop who saw that I was having a panic attack and let me use the disabled bathroom to calm down without having bought anything, which is a rarity in London. He bought me some water, he asked what else he could do for me, gave me some chocolate and then walked me out of the shop as I was so embarrassed. Such simple acts of kindness really do make a lasting impact. And Hannah, I think your act of kindness in sharing and thanking the team is testament to what a beautiful soul you have.
It's just overwhelming. I didn't want to cry again.
Oh.
It's been so nice. Honestly, it's been lovely.
It's good tears though, right? If there's such a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So, well, we don't want you to cry even more.
No.
But if it feels nice,
it's happy. It's just it's overwhelming. It's just been so sweet.
Do you want some more happy tears?
Yeah,
I like this one. I like this one a lot.
That's a lovely letter. It made me stop in my tracks as the words were so heartfelt. Just one small and simple gesture can touch someone so deeply and bring about such a change. Good luck, Hannah. You deserve it.
Do you know, I think this might start a new thing now for our show where people send us letters. I really like it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And I think it's something nice for you to keep as well.
Exactly, because...
Maybe it'll encourage more.
Well, listen, as I said, I really do appreciate what you did. And bear in mind, we're working on something good for you right now.
Really?
Right. Yeah, we are.
Thank you. Honestly, it's the best radio station ever.
Whenever
I just want to tune out... I just tune into Radio 1 and it's got me through so much.
Right. I think we should start people writing letters.
Yeah,
I do.
I love it.
I put the address
Let's
on?
Let's get that trend in.
Yeah.
Like it needs to happen.
I've just found the address. I've not read this out, I don't think. BBC, Radio 1, London, W1A. 1AA. Well, that's quite a postcode, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh. It's weird saying
quite the postcode
on the show. What we should say as well, we're not just fishing here. This isn't about, you know, letters just from people to Radio 1 or to this show. It can be maybe you want to thank a friend.
Yeah.
Or you want to thank a family member.
Yeah.
Or like someone that's just done something for you, someone with a little bit of... someone that needs a bit of recognition.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't giving out the address just to
say thanks
to us. No, if you want to thank anyone, then Radio 1, London W1A 1AA. Hannah, we'll be in touch with you, all right?
Yes, thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Every week we like to shine a spotlight on one of the more unusual people in life. Or maybe they're not unusual, but what they do or what they've achieved really is. Last week we had a roadkill chef on. In previous weeks, World Air Guitar Champion, professional bridesmaid. She turns up if your friends are rubbish. A person whose actual job it is full-time is to organise stag do's.
Yes, someone... I like this person as well. Do you remember the person that runs marathons backwards?
Yeah.
Great one. The Muffin Man. We had the Muffin Man on.
Yeah.
A roller coaster designer.
These people are just quirky people, you know? They've done something different to the rest of us, and we like to get them on and ask them questions every Monday. OK, we're about to be put through to someone else. Hello, caller. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi, my name is Noel Gohan. I'm a celebrity driving instructor. Ask me anything.
Celebrity driving instructor.
I didn't know that there are specific ones for celebs.
Why are the celebrities going to you?
Yeah, how did it come about?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. My numbers seem to get passed around a lot. I'm trying to think who I taught first. Probably Laura Stone. I think she got my number first, and I taught her to drive. And
she's a model, right?
She's a supermodel.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. She's hilarious.
Right, so then it spreads from one person to another, like, hey, you need to give Noel a call.
Yeah.
Pass his first time. And best thing about Noel, he's discreet.
Yes, I try to be. I mean, I tell you, my best chap out there is Niall Horan. He hands out my number to pretty much everyone. So he's, I need to give him a sort of a bit of a backhander there.
So who did Niall pass you on to?
Liam. I taught Liam to drive. I think Adele as well. I think Adele got the number from Niall. And many, many others. To be honest, I'm not very good at names. Once I get them in the car, I'm teaching them for a couple of weeks.
I'm sorry. If you've got Adele in your car, you didn't know who that was?
No, I'm not really that big in the sort of culture.
Now, when it comes to teaching someone like Adele how to drive, are you told to go to a specific, like, secret location, or how does it work?
No, like Adele, she called me. She said, hey, Noel, are you free for a lesson? And I had a 6-week wait.
Right.
And I was fully booked up, so I just popped over to our house and we'd done the lessons from home.
Here's a question for you, Noel. You'll be able to settle something here. Who is the better driver between Liam from One Direction and Niall from One Direction?
I'm going to say Niall. Mm. I think we had a worry lived. We got a lot more done. I think Liam was more central, and we didn't quite get to do as much. So I think Niall. I think he edges it slightly.
Thing is, right, this is why they come to you. This is why the celebs flock, because you're discreet.
Please forgive me, people.
Did we get your number off, Niall?
I think you did, actually.
Right, we probably did.
Have you ever had any situations where any famous people that you've been driving have nearly, I don't know, taken out a cat or something?
Any accidents?
No, I tell you what we had with Niall. We had, and they nearly gave me a heart attack. We were down in Borehamwood doing roundabout, so we decided to get out of the car beside Tesco's and walk over to the roundabout, have a look.
I know that Tesco, yeah.
Yeah, and a young girl came over. She stood right in front of him, and she didn't say anything for a few moments, just looked at Niall, and looked at Niall, took charge, because I was thinking, this girl is going to have a seizure. That's probably the most closest thing to anything bad ever happening while I was on a driving lesson.
What celebrities have you dealt with where they've gone and done their test and then they failed and then you have to console them?
None. I don't do failing. I think the last time I had somebody fail was about 15 years ago.
Wow.
He's good.
And that made me really sad. And I vowed back then that it would never happen again.
Do you know what? It's good to know, because I think most of us expect that celebrities are dreadful drivers. It's just, I don't know why it is. But I've been uncomfortable when you've been driving me, Scott. We've said about this before. It's just weird.
This is the reason I want to get to extra lessons.
Yeah, it's nothing against you. It's just celebrities are so used to being driven everywhere. But I'm wondering who else is out there that is driving to your standard and is famous. Because clearly there's nothing to worry about.
No. Well, see, I'm lucky. Now, you're saying that celebrities get driven around. See, I get driven around by celebrities. It's absolutely, they're like my little chauffeurs, and I decide where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and it's absolutely fantastic. You know, not every day you can say, yeah, I'm getting driven here by Adele or Liam or Niall or whoever it might be.
Well, if there are any famous people listening right now, there's bound to be. Noel's your man if you want to learn how to drive.
Thanking you. I'm ready to go. So, yeah.
Noel, it's been fantastic to speak to you.
Best of luck to the show. It's a fantastic show.
Thanks so much, mate. Noel. Scott Mills. David says, is this the same guy that taught Caitlyn Jenner how to drive? I don't know. Probably. Noel, their celebrity driving instructor. And ask me anything. Sometimes you know someone like your partner or your mate surprises you because they hit you with something that you didn't know about them. And this really took me back last week. Like, I was not expecting this. Ed in Canucks had the same. His wife can read upside down. Blew his mind when he only found out about it last week when she was reading stuff upside down. He never knew about it. He's been married to her for 3 years. I've known you a lot longer than that. We were talking to Ali Plum last week, doing a little bit for our podcast, and it was like a little ad for Ali Plum's The Movie Guys podcast, because he's got like a Disney mix on BBC Sounds at the moment. So if you love Disney music, like all the music from the Disney soundtracks, it's all there in one mix for you. So we were talking about this, and then we got onto the subject of Moana.
He mentioned that some songs, like different Disney songs, and then Moana was one of them.
And then you just break this out. I'm going to play this now. Can I play this now?
Go on then.
Right, so at what point did you forget to tell me that you knew all the words to this?
I don't know all the words. It's like a song that I really like, so I tried to learn the rap from it.
And the so it's The Rock that does it in the film.
This is a song sung by Dwayne Johnson on Moana called You're Welcome.
Right.
And then halfway through, he does this little rap.
So imagine, right, we're just talking, and then Chris just starts doing this. This happened last week, listen.
Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The birds, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maori just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried his guts. Smarter the tree than I got coconuts. What's the message? What do you take away? Don't mess with Maori when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is the map of the victories I win. Look at me, then I make everything happen. Look at him, and there's something up. Hey!
Now, surely that's something you would have done for me in the pub at some point, but no.
Just whopped it out on the podcast there.
I was literally like open mouth. Like, at what point?
I like that impresses you, though. The Scott
Mills Daily. Weird when you find out something new about someone you really, really know well. Found out that Chris can do the whole Moana rap. Just last week.
Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The birds, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maori just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried his guts. Smarter the tree than I got coconuts.
Got James from Cannock here. His actual wife shocked him by being able to pick up a small piece of paper off the floor with her mouth while standing up with straight legs just last week.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's like, why have you not told me this before? Toby!
Hello!
Toby's in Devon, hello. He's a dairy farmer. We've had to get to go him to the top of the field. He's gone to the top of the field there to get a signal. Hello.
Hello, is it good?
It sounds all right. So I like that we've had to make you move because we couldn't hear you before.
No, I was in quite a steep field at the bottom, so...
So you're working, like a lot of the young farmers, you're working on your own a lot of the day, are you?
Yeah, I'm out slurry tanking today, so I'm ruining the tractor.
Can be a lonely shift, that, can't it?
Yeah, we should say that. We should say hello to all the young farmers that are listening, because as you said, Scott, sometimes it is a bit of a lonely job, that, and we, you know, it's our honour that we get to keep you company throughout your day.
Yeah. We just, sometimes we just think we're sat in this box talking to nobody, but apparently loads of people listen to it, and all the young farmers, we're your friends.
Yeah, out doing the slurrying.
Yep. Okay, so, Toby, I know you had a lads' weekend, did you?
Yeah, I just went out in the local Wetherspoons with a couple of friends.
Spoons, did you check the carpet?
Yes.
And?
There wasn't any carpet, if I'm honest. It was all hard flooring.
Oh, well, that's rubbish. There's a good Twitter account called Wetherspoons Carpet of the Week, because Chris's favourite fact to tell everyone at the moment is that each and every Wetherspoons in the UK has a different bespoke carpet just for that Spoons. But that one was a hard floor, was it?
Yeah, that was all hard floor in this
same,
one.
Same as the one at Gatwick Airport. Get some carpet down. All right. On bangers, who do you normally choose?
Well, it's about 50-50. really.
Okay, depending on the song. So here's what I'm offering up for you today as your first choice. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Someone up there will find me.
Thanks. Sorry to speak.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a good battle today. You've got that anthem from Green Day.
To be honest, the reason I picked that is because we had the stats guy on from Bangers recently, and he said that Green Day always do well.
They do well, do they?
So I've used the science there.
I've gone old school for my banger choice there. I've gone for a Radio 1 anthem. It's this. Oh, don't make that noise at me, please, Toby. This is a good song. I love this one. This is Donnell Jones, You Know What's Up.
Okay. Over to you, Tobes.
It's going to be after you, Scott.
Is it?
Yeah,
that was
definitely.
Easy.
Hello, I'm Jacob Hawley, and I'm very excited to say there are more episodes of Jacob Hawley on Drugs. I'm going to be taking a look at every corner of the UK drug scene and meeting people involved on both sides of the conversation and both sides of the law. This time, we're going to be looking at a whole new set of issues and topics, including homelessness.
When you don't have a supportive family, sometimes community can come in the form of a drug dealer.
Prescription drug abuse.
Doctors were just handing out pills like candy.
Drug use in prisons.
If we were to write everyone off, how can we hope to make the community safer?
Jacob Hawley on Drugs.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Marcus, who's plastering away in Boston, Lincolnshire, found out his girlfriend, who's got a career in beauty, found out she's a qualified welder last week.
Just casually mentions that at some point,
didn't
right?
know it, didn't know. I think that was the right choice today, even though I do like a bit of Donnell. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not paranoid or anything, but I'm just using this app at the moment called Do Not Touch Your Face.
Okay.
Have you tried it? Because I keep touching my face, and the one thing they say is don't touch your face.
So how does it work?
Well, I'm trying it out now. It helps you avoid touching your face using your webcam. So I need to do it on a full-on computer. I can't do it on my phone. But whenever I move my hands at all, it goes crazy. So I'll let you know how that works out. But I'm going to try it tonight.
How does
I
it
need
stop
to...
you getting your face?
I don't know. I need to work it out. If anyone else has tried this, let me know.
Do you know what I will say? I've stopped biting my nails.
So have I.
Right?
Something good has come out of this. Also, I feel that my hands are getting... You know, like I said recently, my fingers are really fat at the moment. I feel I've washed my hands so often now, they're getting smaller.
Oh, my fingers are getting it in the sink.
I've never paid so much attention to my fingers, and I think they're thanking me for it, you know?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ariel Free, hello.
I reckon I'm going to have DOMS tomorrow because I've done it about four times now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, feel
I'm
that.
I'm well out of breath. The reason I'm out of breath, you've actually just joined us at a really good time because Phil is literally, he's got one more round of flights of stairs. He's walked up the stairs 217 times. Bearing in mind, we're not counting every time he goes down. So he's done 6,500 sets of steps. He's just coming up now. And if he does this, if you get to the top, Phil, that means you've actually reached the height of Snowdon, which is basically 1,085 metres. Give me a high five.
He's almost done
yes.
Snowdon, guys.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Just
you don't look all right.
No, I'm all right. I honestly am.
Stop pretending.
No, it's the burn is really starting to kick in.
I can tell.
I just want people to know that I'm not getting a fireman's pole down from the top or a piggyback. Like the going down is just as much of a challenge.
Is it really annoying that we're only counting the steps up? Because you've done 6,500 actual steps up, but that technically means you've done 13,000 steps in total.
Yeah, that's.
But we're only counting half.
Yeah, it feels more like 13,000.
Yeah.
See, if I get annoyed if I have to go back up once. Like if you leave your phone by the bed when you're out the door, you know.
Exactly.
I've got to go all the way upstairs now.
Yeah, exactly.
You do live in a big house, though.
All right.
It is a very tall house, though, you've got, haven't you, Phil?
It's coming back to haunt me now, isn't it?
What?
The tall house.
The tall house.
Yeah.
You're really regretting having a tall house now.
Yeah, bungalow from now on.
Well, listen, I think, Phil, what you're doing is great because, as I say, you are someone that has stepped up as a Radio 1 listener here to do your bit for sport relief. And obviously, all of us here at Radio 1 want to get massively behind that. I know everyone listening right now is going to do it as well.
Yeah, get your phone out because we would like to support Phil's efforts. And you can do that by making a donation to Sport Relief. We're only counting the upward steps and height that Phil is climbing, just like a climber going up a mountain, OK?
I do like the dramatic music with it, as you imagine Phil going up and down his stairs.
In Staffordshire.
I mean, to put it into like context, his wife Emma's managed 3 times. Little Isaac managed 1 flight of stairs. He's only 4 years old. I've managed 4.5. And no one else has really got involved. Oh no, Nana got involved, didn't she? She did 1 flight of stairs, didn't she?
Yeah. And then she said her knees were hurting.
That's worth a fiver alone.
Later on this week, I'd quite like to expose you to some of the elements that you would get if you were climbing actual Everest, mate.
Yeah, I would expect that, Scott. That's absolutely fine by me.
Yeah, I'm going to dress as a mountain goat.
It's going to get harder.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guys, I think I've inadvertently created or imagined a new summit, Ben Everest. That's what I just said.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I misheard you when you said that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting...
Not a mountain.
It's not a mountain, though.
Not to me.
All the messages to Radio 1 are, Ben Everest, what's this new summit you speak of? Ben Everest, lol. I meant Ben Nevis.
Two mounds combined.
Next stop, Ben Nevis is what I meant.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's my birthday, so you better
treat me nice. Just Googling Anne-Marie's actual birthday because she's had a song about a birthday for a month. Imagine if we all forgot her actual one.
When is it?
I believe it's 9th of April.
That's going to be a wild one then.
Write that down, please, because like, oh yeah, it's my birthday, and then everyone forgets.
Do what you want, kiss who you want, get a tattoo. It's going to be a busy one, 9th of
May. I wouldn't advise kissing whoever you want right now.
Not now, no.
Coming up, Grimmy at 4. I just did elbows with someone, by the way. It felt good. Downstairs.
Did you have to do the whole chat around it, though? It's like, oh, elbows. Is it?
No,
is we
just went in for the elbows.
Oh, we're doing the feet, are we?
Let's do the feet. No, I just went, all right, mate. Bam, elbow. We didn't even mention.
Straight up elbow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It felt good. I think this is going to be the way forward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just got an email from Taylor James, who's been an avid listener of this show for the last 3 years. Office has got Radio 1 on every day. Loves it. Moving on next week, has been offered a new job, but one of the cons of him taking the job is actually that he wouldn't be able to listen to us live anymore. He actually considered that when taking the job. Anyway, he says, I decided to take the job anyway, despite this being a genuine factor in not taking it. Oh, I can't listen to Radio 1 or Scott and Chris.
Do a bit of secret listening.
Right, secret listening. On BBC Sounds app, you can get Radio 1 live. It's not just for podcasts. Get it live on your phone. Secretly listen in the office. Stay with us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We always say it. If you're in a fast food place and you're waiting for your order and the order numbers are in their 60s, make a real fuss, please, and record it on your phone if you get order 69 and then shout it from the rooftops.
We're getting so many of these. In fact, we were presenting awards at an award thing last week. And Table 69 were particularly rowdy.
Yeah. So when they announce your order and they go, 69, please cheer yourself and get everyone around you to whoop and cheer and make a real fuss.
There's one we've been sent in here. And the reason I love it so much is the guy working at the Golden Arches is really into it. He's taken his moment.
Place erupts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After Hannah's letter last week, which was really sweet, saying that Radio 1 has really helped her out when times got a bit tough, we are encouraging you to write letters, not to us to say thanks, but just thank you letters to people. Send them to us. And we got a plan to do something with these, actually, which would be really sweet and would really say, like, thank you to someone that's done something like above and beyond in your life.
I just think it's a really positive thing to do. And if you write a letter, you're taking the time out, it's effort. I think it just feels like you're doing slightly more.
We're talking like a letter that you have to post in an actual post box. I bought a stamp the other day. I was like, oh. How did I tried to lick it. You'd have to lick them anymore. Who knew?
You'd think that'd be off as well.
Yeah. It is. You'd have to lick them now. They're just adhesive.
Is it?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're saying if you've got a letter for like a mate who's done something for you, family, that kind of thing, but send it to us.
Send it to us and then we will work our magic with it. It's Scott Mills. It's weird doing the address. BBC Radio 1, London, W1A1AA. An actual letter, please, to someone that you want to say thanks to. I'm actually going to go and check the postbox, which I've not done since I probably started at Radio 1. I'm going to do that straight after the show. Oh, the producer's gone to do it already. Look at that. I doubt... We only asked for letters this afternoon, so I doubt one's arrived that quick.
He just got excited. He does that.
Right, another boring email now from your workplace that you are sharing with me. If you've got any of these, send them on. Cheers if you forwarded this one, which was sent to all staff once again.
Good afternoon. While everyone is encouraged to make use of the front lobby, please refrain from eating any of your meals there. We'd like everyone walking into the office to have a great first impression. Thanks in advance.
Boring. I'm really bad at this, though. You know when they're doing studio tours here? I've always got my gob full of something, and they're like, Scott, can you come and have a photo with these people?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Remember when you got told off because your sausage and beans weren't appropriate for Nicki Minaj?
That's right. Yeah, I was told to remove the sausage and beans or remove myself.
But she was like 4 hours late, and then they're like, Nicki's coming in now. Lose the sausage and beans.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I love Guetta's tracks and all, but it's still, every time I play him, still fills me with regret about what we did once on a university tour with him. Well, not him, the fake one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah.
We hired a fake David Guetta. He was from Bournemouth. He couldn't DJ, but looked really like him. And we put him on at a university one night, and all he did was play, well, we just gave him like...
Well, I played it.
Well, yeah, we gave him a USB just with David Guetta tracks on. And then he walked off after three songs.
But what was tricky, the night before at another student union, we bought real Ed Sheeran there. So people genuinely believed it was David Guetta.
Yeah, then he walked off after three songs and people were tweeting the actual David Guetta going, how could you do this at our university? Just like it was a horrible experience all round. I wouldn't do that again, would you, if you could turn back time?
I didn't expect the backlash.
No, I didn't know.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow from 1 is when we're back on Radio 1, or get this podcast whenever you feel like it on BBC Sounds.